it's just really rewarding and exciting to be the institution that has brought all of this work together for the first time. She's exhibited her work internationally in individual projects, you know, in Melbourne and Toronto and Hong Kong and New York, you know, many places, but multiple projects haven't really been brought together. I showed one of her sculptures in a group exhibition that was here earlier this year called An Infinite and Omnivorous Sky, and it was a tiny piece of a meteorite encased in a glass in the form of a Prince Rupert's drop. And each time I've shown her work, people have really connected with it. They've gravitated toward it. And I love, you know, at university galleries, our staff is really trying to engage with people all the time, you know, visiting classes, leading tours, just in a variety of ways. So we're hearing what they think, and we're seeing what they're responding to, or we're noticing what they're asking questions about and wanting more, more, more.
So there was a demand for more Jen Bervin work.
Yeah, I feel like people just always connected to her work. They always found, you know, there's such a sense of wonder in so much of what she does. She's actually been in an exhibition about wonder. And it connects with people. And so it's exciting to be here and to see that, like, through the years, and then think, okay, well, now let's bring it all together. So we're premiering some works here that were just completed, so some major projects. We also have her river, which she worked on for 12 years, and it's only been exhibited once. So it's a scale model of the Mississippi River, 1 inch to 1 mile, hand-sewn in silver sequins. And it's 16 feet high and 100 feet long, 230 curvilinear feet.
Wow.
so it looks incredible in our large West Gallery that has the floor-to-ceiling windows.
I was going to say, you need the big gallery for that.
Yes, there are just all these reflections and the light glittering off these sequins. It's a really incredible piece to be able to share.
Well, she works with a lot of interesting materials in her works. I mean, she does textile. And she also works with video. And so, Kendra, I was wondering if you could tell us about her video installation that also works in textile as well. Could you take us into the gallery that has the video so we can hear some?
Yes, so there will be some sound in the background as we're talking. So the piece that's installed here is premiering here. So Jen and her wife, Charlotte Lagarde, who's a filmmaker, have been researching and working on this piece for 4 years.
So Kendra, what are we hearing there? What's going on in the video?
So right now you're hearing a literary scholar named Jin Nguyen, who is talking about a poem that was written by a 4th century Chinese poet named Su Hui. So she was a woman who wrote this poem called Suanji Tu. So Suanji Tu was written in a 29 by 29 character grid. It was an embroidery stitched in 5 colors, and those colors were coded to the armillary sphere, which this is something I learned about from Jen. I had never heard of an armillary sphere before.
I haven't either.
But it was a tool for charting the cosmos. It's a 29 by 29 character grid, like I said, but depending on which path one follows through it, there are almost 8,000 different readings and meanings that you can take from this poem. But Jen and Charlotte interviewed 8 women about this poem and about Su Hui, about the meaning of it, about the making of it, the history of it. We heard Jin Nguyen, a literary scholar, speaking, but they also talked to an artist and an algorithmic game theorist. They tried to get this wide variety of perspectives on this one poem. The title of the exhibition, Shift, Rotate, Reflect, actually comes from the interview with the algorithmic game theorist. She's talking about game strategy, and she says, you know, a strategy is to shift, then rotate, then reflect. And when I was trying to think of a title for the exhibition, I was reading back through the transcript of this piece, and that just struck me because in a very literal, physical sense, that's what you're doing as you're experiencing Jen's work. You know, she's using many reflective materials. She's shifting our focus, our bodily perspective. But it's also the way she's shifting the ways we're thinking or the ways that she's taking content or she's taking a history, she's taking a text and then reworking it in this very surprising way. So I sent her, I think, 4 or 5 different titles to think about for the exhibition, and this was one of them. And she said that she and Charlotte just smiled when they read that one. Like, it just felt just right. Importantly, these videos, when one comes in, they're not experiencing them in the traditional way where you might see a video on a screen or you might see a projection. You mentioned that it's a video and textile installation. So our large East Gallery, which is, you know, roughly 45 feet by 22 feet. So it's a large space. When you walk in, on your left, there's a massive pedestal, 8 or 9 feet wide, that has 2 translucent silk embroideries that are framed. And so these are embroideries that they worked with an embroidery studio in China to recreate the poem. And then there's a large projection in real time. It runs for 7 hours of some of these characters being stitched on the embroidery. So because it's a translucent silk, you can see the hand, you know, above the piece of silk, meeting the hand below it, passing the needle back and forth, passing the thread through. And then behind that, there are 4 video screens and projectors in a darkened room. Those are the interviews, but they rotate. So as each individual speaks, we see them on the screen. If they're speaking in English, there are also Chinese characters on the screen. If they're speaking in Chinese, there are English subtitles on the screen. As that person finishes speaking, that projection turns off, and then the next one in a counterclockwise rotation turns on. So the individual watching the videos is physically rotating through the space, turning to see projection after projection after projection in 4 directions. So it was a big undertaking, and luckily we have a lot of funding associated with this, an NEA grant, Warhol Foundation grant, Illinois Arts Council Agency. So that really helped us bring this to life